Fasano worked today. And again, we'll see how he's doing tomorrow. Brandon Flowers was out here but didn't do much. And then Kendrick Lewis practiced today. So we'll just see. Again, the injured guys, we'll see how it worked out and they handle things when they get up tomorrow. Look forward to the challenge of playing the Giants. The guys who had a good week of practice, worked their tails off, get ready for a good football team. And that's the way they've approached it, and we'll continue to approach it throughout the game. Time, Drew.
Fasano limited? Was he limited in practice? Or
yeah, I'm not sure exactly how Rick's going to live, but he did some things in practice today. He didn't take every rep, so I imagine that's how he'll have it listed.
How difficult has that been dealing with the absence of two of the guys you kind of expect going into the season at tight end? Not really.
Well, the other guy's done a good job, so it's you know, McGrath, he had a big catch last week, and he's had a couple, but the one at the end of the game was a big catch. So the guys that have stepped in have taken advantage of it and played well.
Let me talk about back when OTA's practice were over. Talk about you and John had talked in taking this job about building a team that had somebody ready to go when people went down. McGrath an example of that, even though he got there at the last minute?
Yeah, he came in late, but yeah, that's the approach, and we hammer that home that, listen, if somebody goes down, the next guy's ready to go, and you've had a couple different spots of guys where they've taken advantage of that, and you know, that's important. You want to create competition, obviously, for to be a better football team, so you're always challenging yourself every day, and you know, and that I think Doris has done a great job with that here of doing that.
Coach Rory, almost a quarter of the way through the season, is time just flying for you?
Well, yeah. I mean, it seems like you tell me I've been here and our staff has been here for 8-9 months, whatever it's been. That seems like it's gone by fast. So. Is the season going by fast? Yeah, I mean, we're in the grind of it. Today's a Friday. I mean, I haven't looked at it that way, but I mean, if you ask me, since we've been here, it seems like it's gone by quite fast.
Coach, in the last home game, you said the ground shook. What are you hoping for the atmosphere on this Sunday?
Yeah, listen, we look forward to bringing people into Arrowhead. It's a great atmosphere for a football game, and our fans, they do bring it. So I wouldn't expect anything less this week. I know our players feed off of that, which is a good thing too. So, we look forward to that. Yeah.
But you were prepared to draft some, well, I guess 10 years ago now already, and taking a look at Eli Manning. What did you think, knowing his pedigree? So to speak?
Yeah, listen, I thought he was a great player then. I think he's a great player now. Had a chance to actually coach him in the Pro Bowl 1 year, and. Yeah, I mean, as good a player as he is, he's even that kind of person. So, I mean, he's just a great kid and a great family there. So, you know, he's everything that I thought he was going to be. And I'm sure, obviously, Tom, you know, Tom knew he was a heck of a player. And he's been that for him.
Are you surprised at the way that the Giants have struggled early in the season?
You know, I really haven't looked at that. I don't get – that's not how I go about business. You're so busy trying to prepare your own squad and you don't put a lot of time in. Plus, you know, so much parity in this league that anything, you know, if you're not right, anything can sway real quick and go the opposite way. So we just come in and we focus in on the team and make sure we study them, and then we get ourselves right, and that's how we go about business. I don't get caught up in all that other stuff.
How important is the field position battle then for you guys? Suckup's done a great job with touchbacks.
Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of stating the obvious, but field position is important in the National Football League. It's and that's proven year in and year out. So, and those guys they've done a nice job with it. And my hat goes off to them. At no time in football is that more important than today. I mean, I think it's been important for a lot of years, but even more so now with these explosive offenses and so on. So, you know, that's. Tribute to those guys and the way they're handling things.